We're going to the Italian island of Lampedusa next, where at least 26 people were killed, drowned, trying to travel in boats from Libya in North Africa, among them teenagers and babies. It's been a common point of arrival from North Africa and tragedy in recent years. Alessio Lerda is a journalist who was on holidays in Lampedusa for the past 10 days and volunteered when a call went out for help. He's with us now. Alessio, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
How did you come to be involved, and can you tell us what you saw?
Oh, I'm in contact with Mediterranean Hope, which is a program of the Federation of the Evangelical Churches in Italy, and I know them for a while, so I decided to, you know, not just interview them, but go and give a hand. And by chance, I was called to be at the dock yesterday when the survivors arrived at the dock at Lampedusa.
So what happened, Alessio?
It's not really clear what happened at sea. We know that there were two ships, and for some reason that's unclear, the people from one ship moved to the other, and that made it maybe too heavy, or maybe they were hit by a wave. We're not sure, but definitely they were capsized, and then there were people at sea, and as you said, many people lost their lives there, and we encountered the survivors, and we also saw, you know, the caskets.
You were talking to some of the survivors, yes?
Yeah, we talked to some. They were really, really shocked. And our role there is not to interview them being too heavy on them. So we try not to ask them too much, but that they were really shocked. And we also, a young woman who lost a newborn baby and a husband at sea, and it was a devastating image. There are no words for that, you know.
What will happen to the people who survived?
They will soon be moved to what we call the mainland, even though it's Sicily, but you know, relative to Lampedusa, it's more mainland. And then probably they will try to reach the rest of Europe. Most of them don't want to stay in Italy. They will move elsewhere. As soon as they can, I think.
Where did they come from, do you know?
Oh, they were from Ethiopia, Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan and Egypt, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Sadly, this isn't an unusual event.
Well, this entity is not, you know, daily. But yeah, no, people arrive every day. And I've been there for like 10 days, and it was the second case where there were some people lost at sea. So yeah, it's not rare at all, unfortunately.
Why do you think people are continuing to take the risk to make that awful crossing when there's the risk that they could be drowned?
That's a hard question. I think there are many reasons, from war and famine or even just lack of opportunities. So the same way like an Italian person would like to move to the UK, say, to find a better job, they try to do the same, but the only way they have is to try to get around the wall that Europe has posed in front of them. I think the more interesting matter here, if I may, is not that
yes,
we should find the reasons why they try and travel, but we know they will travel anyway. You know, it's been years we tried blocking them anyway, and they keep trying. So maybe the policy is the problem. You know, not exactly the reasons behind it.
And how does Lampedusa cope?
Oh, Lampedusa is such a surreal place for many reasons. Like it's peak tourist season here. So while all that was happening, it was full of tourists, you know, going at sea, going around the island. It's odd, it's strange. And about the people of Lampedusa, honestly, I can't speak for them. I'm not from there. But I'm going to make a guess, which is like, in every, like every place, there are people who are sensible and who get involved, and people who try to go on with their life without thinking about it again, Exactly like every other personnel, I guess.
Alessio Lerda, journalist in Lampedusa, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 9 minutes to 8. We'll have business next.